Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning and welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. We are just really grateful and want to say thank you to everybody that showed up to our classes last week. It was a lot of fun.
They are always fun. I love the questions that are asked. I love how everyone kind of piggybacks off one another to just really turn it into a conversation. And that's why we keep these classes small like this, is so that people feel comfortable asking the questions.
You know, that's a good point right there. The size of our class, they are small. And we do that on purpose because I've been at some of these big events where there's 200 people and I get invited. I'm headed out here next month to speak to a bunch of people. And it's like, that's not as intimate. It's not as fun. You don't feel comfortable asking a question. So we keep these classes small because this is a learning event. This is for those people who want to come, learn about long-term care, ask a question. They don't want to sit there in front of 300 people and raise their hand. And so we keep a nice small class. And that is the best part because also you'll start seeing the camaraderie between our guests that are there, you know, going back and forth like, oh, my dad did this. Oh, really? Where are you from? And, yeah, this happened, that happened. So anyway, we just had a wonderful time. And so thanks to everybody that made it to a class. And if you can't make it to a class, again, we have so much information on our website. You can just jump on there at 525longtermcare.com and just hit the start now button and kind of read through some of these new programs, some of the options. There's lots of examples. Definitions. It's all there. Just, you know, I tell everybody, be your own advocate.
Educate yourself. And we have the classes and we try to make them as convenient as possible, but we know that people can't make it. So that start here thing, it just kind of walks you through what we go through in our classes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We've got more classes that we've got on the calendar now as well, too. So if you look at our website at 525longtermcare.com right there on the homepage, we've got an asset-based class coming up Friday, September 20th at 9 a.m., and then we have a regular class coming up the very next day, Saturday, the 21st of September. Now, again, these classes are geared for, you know, they're covering the first half of the class covers the basic information about what long-term care is, how it works, what it pays for, all those things. So we're going to do that. But what the difference is on the asset-based class is that is going to really stay focused on really some of these new programs that are designed for people that are planning on self-insuring. So that's really what's going to define those two classes, and I think that is just a great way to say, hey, this is an asset-based class. This is what's focused on that. The regular class, we're going to talk a little bit about traditional long-term care as well, too. And actually, that's really what we're going to spend some time talking about today, because a lot of people will ask me, we know of long-term care as something that we pay for over time. That's a traditional plan. These new asset-based plans, we can fund in lump sums, we can pay over time, we can do all kinds of things. But I want to really break this down to why there's two different categories out there, traditional versus this asset-based, and what the difference is. We do a lot of asset-based long-term care. I'm not going to lie to you. That's the majority of our business. But there is still a place, there's a major role that traditional long-term care plans play. And we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that because I actually have a traditional plan, and I just added an asset-based plan behind that this year. So I understand how both of these work, and it's based on your timing, maybe based on how you're set up financially. Are you a business owner? Can you deduct it? Or what's my assets like? You know, what if I have really good pension and income versus I have a lot of assets, right? So we look at all of your, you know, your entire situation, and then we can sit there and say, yes, there's still room for a traditional plan here. It would make the most sense for you. And so I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that as well, too, because I think that out there in the insurance world, we like new. Right? We like new things. It's these new asset-based plans that pay us back whether we use them or not. They're pretty sexy, and we like the idea of that. But the truth is, you know, from just a pure risk or pure cost, the traditional plans can be some of the cheapest ways to get into a plan. Mm-hmm. And I think people just need to understand that as well, too. And I think when you come to one of our classes, what we really try to do is break that down, and then we give it to you in our book. We give you all kinds of examples of people at different ages that took out different types of plans, whether it's a single lump sum asset base, or it's a hybrid-based plan that they paid over 10 years, or it's a traditional plan that they pay on ongoing premiums.
Yeah. Well, and there's still a new aspect to traditional plans in the industry today. Mm-hmm. And I say that because historically, traditional plans are what people know. You pay a premium, a monthly or annual premium, and you use long-term care, you get long-term care insurance.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of issues with the older plans that were just designed when we were first coming out with long-term care insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So things have changed even with the traditional market to make it so that a lot of those problems that people were experiencing or seeing or hearing about are no longer even relevant.
Yeah, you know, the baby got thrown out with the bathwater, so to speak, when you think about traditional plans. Because if we go back to early 2000, late 1999, there were like 127 companies that offered some form of long-term care insurance. That has really been whittled down to less than 10 companies. Because what happened is what you were saying. A lot of companies saw this, the potential to go out and start selling these, especially through group programs, through businesses, because businesses can deduct the premiums. And so they said, hey, this is a chance for us to go out and really get into this new fangled business, this long-term care insurance, and just really offer it to a lot of people. But what they didn't have is the data. They didn't have the data saying, hey, this is how many people actually go on claim. This is the extent of the claim. And, oh, guess what? They didn't understand that interest rates were going to go down instead of going up. And you got to remember that the most of these insurance companies are what they call a reserve company. Reserve requirements are mandated federally. That means that if I've got a liability on my books to pay a claim, I have to have the cash reserves to do that. So that's how they gather your premiums over all those years. It doesn't matter if it's car insurance, homeowners insurance, or long-term care insurance. What they're doing is they're gathering premiums. They're putting that money in a cash reserve position, so usually bonds or something that they can access pretty quickly, and they're getting the interest on that money. Well, a lot of the traditional plans, when they were designing them out for 20, 30 years, they were assuming interest rates of maybe 4%, and now we're getting 2%. So a lot of things have changed, and led a lot of companies to stop offering the long-term care insurance. People are living longer. Medical advances are keeping us alive. Strokes that would have killed us 20 years ago, today we're living right through. So there's just been a lot of different things that have changed over the years. So stick around. We're going to talk a lot today about traditional versus the asset-based plans, and I'm going to try to help you understand where a traditional plan would still work for you. So we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable. Everyone learns so much.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Brian Ott will discuss long-term care coverages.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
It's Dory Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio@525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. My name is Brian Ott. I'm a certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors. Alongside me every week is Madeline Lutch, our case manager.
Good morning.
And we are going to spend a little bit of time this show talking about traditional long-term care versus asset-based plans. And probably the reason why is if you listen to our during our podcast and during the radio show, the vast majority of what we do is some kind of asset-based or hybrid plan, meaning there's value in the policy. A traditional long-term care plan, I define that as a just pay-as-you-go. So think of it as your homeowner's insurance. There's really no value in the policy itself unless your house burns down. But if, you know, I pay in for 30 years and then I move, you don't get your money back. And that's the way a traditional long-term care plan works. So a traditional long-term care insurance, and again, these policies, really the first one that we can track back started out in 1974. It was actually put together by the Fireman's Fund, and it's got bought out by GE, which later became Genworth, and they still to this day are the largest servicer of long-term care contracts, meaning they got more clients on the books than any other insurance company for long-term care insurance.
Yeah, they took over a lot of books.
Huh? Yeah. Now, the idea of a traditional long-term care plan when it came out is that, you know what, nursing homes were expensive, right? Great-grandma. For me, she actually lived in her home till she was like in her late 60s, had congestive heart failure, went down to the nursing home in Del Norte, Colorado, and that's where she spent her life. Well, that was expensive back then. So they started out saying, how do we manage this risk for people? And they started this long-term care insurance, which was really defined as what I would say a nursing home insurance policy. You know, you didn't have home health care workers coming in that were certified and licensed and got paid back then. You went to the nursing home and you spent the last few months of your life. So a lot of those policies only covered 12 months or maybe, you know, 2 years. It started getting up to, wow, okay, 2 years, that's a pretty long nursing home stay. But it evolved from there in 1974. And what happened is, you know, people have to understand that today in 2019, traditional long-term care plans still play a major role. In fact, if we look at it statistically, the dollars that are paid out to people that are on claim, 90% of those people are on what we call a traditional long-term care plan.
Oh, yeah.
Because the hybrid plans, the asset-based plans are relatively new. I mean, we've had some hybrid plans out for a couple carriers out for 30 years, but very small part of the market. Now they're starting to grow a lot quicker. But here's the thing you just need to know, that if I have a traditional long-term care plan, why would it make sense versus an asset-based? I would want to go with a traditional-based plan. Number one, if I'm a business owner, for instance, and I can write off those premiums, you can write off 100% of the premiums if you're a C corporation. Mm-hmm. If you're an S corporation or sole proprietor, the IRS allows you to write some of that premium off based on your age, and they have limits every year that change a little bit. So there's some tax advantages there. And if I'm an employee and I have a health savings account, I can pay part of that premium out of my health savings account as well. Again, that's limited by the IRS saying you can pay this much per year based on your age. And then those numbers are adjusted for inflation a little bit. So the premiums being tax deductible make it very nice for a business owner or a C corporation. And this is why so many companies got into the business back in the late 90s, is because now all of a sudden they came back out with long-term care and they said, look, long-term care insurance can be a deduction for a C corporation, but the benefits still come back tax-free to the employee. That is huge.
Yeah, you can't do that with other insurance.
You cannot do that with
life insurance.
That's right. Or disability. So what Madeline is saying there is that, like, if the business deducts the disability insurance and they write that off as a business expense because they're buying it for you, the employee, well, when you get that disability income coming in, that's taxable income to you. If you pay it out of after-tax dollars, well, then it's tax-free. Well, long-term care is unique in the sense that the business can still write off those premiums and deduct it, or you can deduct part of it if you're a business owner, or you can pay it out of your health savings account. It doesn't change the benefit. The benefit still comes back to you tax-free, so I really like that. One of the other advantages of a traditional plan is it doesn't require a lump sum, which means that I don't have to come up with a big chunk of money to get into one of these policies like an asset-based plan, or I don't have to pay big payments over 10 years. I can just pay my annual payments. And so that's one of the advantages. So if I'm somebody that has a pension and Social Security but not a lot of savings, I may be able to set up a traditional plan that would make a lot more sense for me than trying to set up an asset-based plan. And the other thing to keep in mind, if I'm paying these annual premiums every year, once I go on claim, the premiums are waived. So that is what's great about these plans, right? That's why they can be the cheapest way to get long-term care insurance. Because if I take out my plan today and then I go on claim next year, I stop paying premiums. But the trade-off is that they're also the hardest plans to put in place from a medical underwriting point of view.
Oh, yeah, because they know there's the most risk there.
Yeah, there's a lot of risk, right? Because I can make one payment and then go out and get hit by the bus and I'm on claim. And guess what? The insurance company's paying me now. I'm not paying back into this policy. Now, the other thing to know about these plans on a traditional plan is, the other thing I like is, you could have a shared care policy. This is the way my grandma's policy was. She actually had 2 years of coverage. Her husband had 2 years of coverage. My grandma was able to use all 4 years. That's called a shared care. It means I use my bucket of money, I can jump into my spouse's bucket of money. Now, the trade-off with that, in the state of Washington now, we have a rule that says you have to leave the healthy spouse at least 1 year of coverage. So if you each have 3 years of coverage, one spouse could use 5 years and the other spouse would still be left with 1 year of coverage. But that's a shared care policy. So there's some unique design considerations on a traditional plan that we can get, which is really nice. And then there are some downsides to traditional plans as well, too. And I think, number one, we already talked about, they're more difficult to qualify for because it's a greater risk to the insurance company. So they're going to look at your medical records more in depth. They're going to really want to know about your medications, you know, any past surgeries, you know, any issues going on. And that's one of the biggest issues with traditional plans. About a third of the people will get kicked out right off of the bat to qualify for, or try to apply for them. They won't qualify. The other downside is they require ongoing premiums, which are not guaranteed. So a lot of people struggle with that. They say, gosh, I got to keep paying for this for how long? It's like, well, until you go on claim. What if I never go on claim? Well, you got to keep paying it to keep it in force. It's just like your homeowner's insurance. You can pay your house off, you can keep your homeowner's insurance, but if you stop paying your homeowner's insurance, your policy is going to expire. And that's the same way that a traditional plan works. And really, probably one of the things that people don't like about them is that, hey, I've got no money in the policy if I don't use it, right?
Yeah.
And we all think we're going to
cancel it. You're not going to.
Yeah, we all think we're going to live a nice long life and not need it. So then we sit there and in the back of our mind, we're saying, well, we'd like to have it for safety, but we're probably not going to use it. The statistics bear out that we probably will use it, but a lot of people just don't want to pay for something they're not going to use. So those are some of the downsides that you have to be aware of. Now, again, a traditional long-term care plan. The difference is I'm going to design a bucket of money. I'm going to say I want $6,000 a month for a minimum of 3 or 4 years. That's going to give me the premium amount. I'm going to pay that annual premium. I'm in my policy's in force. They can't take it away from me as long as I'm paying those premiums. That's the way a traditional works, but I will pay those premiums until I go on claim. Now, let's talk about these new programs here, these asset-based or these hybrid or the linked benefit programs. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago. If you missed that, go back to our website and get that podcast. But asset-based and linked benefit plans, they can be funded in a wide variety of ways: ongoing payments, lump sum, or a combination of both. The one key advantage of an asset base or a hybrid plan is that there's some value in the policy. This is what's attractive to people.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't use my plan for long-term care, I'm one of the lucky ones. My money wasn't wasted. My money's going to go back to my estate, going to go back to my kids, my charity, whatever I want. I did not waste that money. Payments are guaranteed. A lot of people get confused on these asset base. They think I've got to have a big chunk of money to get into them, and that's not true. There's actually several carriers have readjusted some new programs out the last couple of years. I can pay on a continuous pay basis. The difference is the payments are guaranteed level. I don't get that guarantee on a traditional. I have to accept some of that risk. If interest rates go down and claims go up higher than expected, the company has the right to come back in and raise premiums. On asset and hybrid-based plans that I'm paying over time, they don't have that right to do that. The payments are guaranteed level. They will never change. It's like locking in a mortgage when you do that right up front. Now, the value in the plan is there regardless of whether I use it, meaning that if I don't end up in a long-term care situation, there's some value in the plan. There's going to be a cash value in the plan. There's going to be a death benefit or a surrender value. There's going to be some value in the plan. And that's what makes these plans so attractive to a lot of people. And then also for the asset-based plans, they're a great estate planning tool because now I can sit there and say, I'm betting on myself. I never end up in long-term care, so I'm going to leave X amount of money back to my estate. However, if I do end up in long-term care, I've got a plan now that's going to cover me. It's going to give me, it's going to prevent me from having to use my other assets. So I think when we compare asset-based and traditional, there's some distinct contrast to the two, but at the end of the day, if I'm on claim, I'm getting $6,000 a month from a traditional or from a asset-based plan, I don't care. I'm happy I have that money coming.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I really like about the traditional plan is if I have a smaller estate, let's face it, folks, this is really where we use these plans the most. So I've got maybe $200,000 in my IRA, that's about it. They qualify for the state partnership plan, which says if I use all my long-term care insurance, so I blow that out in 3 years, now I can go apply for Medicaid and not have to spend all my assets down. It allows me to protect some of that money. And that's a unique feature right now to traditional plans. So again, my point here is not to, you know, solve the riddle for you right now of whether you want a traditional or an asset base. What I'm trying to simply say is that there is still a place for traditional long-term care plans. They still have a major role in ensuring our biggest risk in retirement, which is long-term care. We're going to head into our first break here and stick around because when we come back, I've actually got two clients of the week. So I'm going to show you how we can compare a traditional and an asset base and why we set them up this way. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes. You're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's asset-based class is Friday, September 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, September 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable. Everyone learns so much.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Brian Ott will discuss long-term care coverages.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio. We appreciate everybody tuning in. And, you know, we do this show just to educate people on, you know, a lot of stuff about long term care. People always say, like, how can you have a radio show about long term care insurance? I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot to understand. And it is our biggest threat that we face heading into retirement. And not even that, if we look at it statistically, this is the statistic that just blows my mind. A third of the people on claim, if we look at it from the insurance carriers, under age 65.
Oh, yeah.
Folks,
I can believe it.
Think about
There's
that.
A
you
lot
know,
of early onset.
Yeah,
things.
We think this is something that we're going to wait, you know, until we're 85 and that's when we're going to need it. It's like, you know what? You're lucky. Mm-hmm. You know, you could fall off that ladder tomorrow and end up breaking your back and end up in a long-term care situation. You could fall down and break your hip and get an infection and end up in a rehab center for a year and a half. There's all kinds of things that we can do. What long-term care insurance does is it simply provides us the resources to get that help when we need it. And that's what this show is about. You know, protect yourself, protect your family. Don't depend on your family to be a caregiver. And I've got a cardinal rule, you know, it's like, I don't want to be a caregiver for my mom. You know, I don't want to go that route. You've done it and I don't want to do it. So that's why she has a long-term care plan. But today on the show, you know, we're talking about traditional plans versus these new asset-based plans. And I think a lot of people want the asset-based plans, and they'll come in and they'll sit down and they'll start talking with me, and I'll say, look, a traditional plan would probably make more sense in your situation. So this week on the Client of the Week, what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to show you two 60-year-old ladies that we helped individually, and we did two different plans. First one, we did a traditional plan. The second one, we did an asset-based plan, and I'm going to show you why we went this route and why it makes sense for them. So let's jump into this on our Client of the Week. Our first client here, Leanne, she's 60 years old, healthy, single adult. You know, she's in great shape. That's the key. She's healthy. She could qualify for any of the long-term care plans, including the traditional underwriting. But here's one of the things that stood out for me when she came in and talked to me. She owns a business. She owned a business, and she was taxed as a C corporation, same way that our business is. So I'm very familiar with that. LLC taxed as a C corporation. Well, there's some certain advantages to that, and one of them is you can write off 100% of the premiums. You're not limited to the IRS limits based on age. So whatever the premium is, you can write that off. So she owned this business. She owned it for years. She planned on, you know, keeping it going. She wasn't worried about that. And she had really good cash flow, which meant that, you know, she could afford the annual payment. She wasn't worried about that. So we talked about all the different plans. She liked the idea of an asset-based plan, a plan that pays you back. But I said, well, let's do the math here and let's look at the money on this. And so we ended up setting up a plan for her. And this is what we ended up doing. We set a $6,000 a month benefit. And what that means is if she went on claim today, she'd get $6,000 a month for a minimum of 4 years of coverage. So that policy right out of the bucket, or right out of the gate, has a bucket that has $290,000 in it. That's the policy limit in today's dollars. Now, we're not worried about today. We're worried about next year, 10 years, 20 years down the road. We're worried about the future. So we put a compound inflation rider on this policy, and that grows that $290,000 by 3% every year. And it also grows that $6,000 a month limit that she can pull out by 3% a year as well, too. So, you know, you go out and you say, well, 25 years down the road, now she's got $12,197 of long-term care insurance, and she's got a total bucket of money a little over $600,000. So that's that benefit. It keeps growing with her over time. Now, this policy, she doesn't put any money in up front. She just pays an annual premium of $5,609, $5,609. That's going to be her annual premium. Wonderful thing about this program for her is that, you know, that's a complete business write-off. She gets to deduct 100% of that premium out of her business. She does not have to claim that as income when it comes in either. There's no tax consequences. This is one of the unique things about long-term care insurance. So again, a traditional plan, 60-year-old, healthy, good shape. She's got good job. She's got cash flow, and she's got the ability to deduct some premiums. This is where a traditional plan makes the most sense, in my professional opinion, for her. Mm-hmm. Let's get you some coverage. Let's just do it. Let's take the tax advantages. You got the cash flow. It makes sense. So off we go. Now, let's contrast that to an asset-based or a hybrid-based plan. This is another client, Julie, 60, who, when she came in, she did the pre-screen with you.
Mm-hmm.
And
she could still qualify for anything.
Yeah, she's still qualified. But not as quite as healthy. She probably would have been rated on a traditional plan, right?
Yeah.
You know, so that means
not
she wouldn't have got the best price like that Leanne did. But she was still pretty healthy. But her situation was a lot different. She had significant savings set aside. And she was just saying, look, the biggest thing that I'm worried about is not even running out of money. I don't want my family to have to depend on providing the care for me. I don't want to depend on that. And she goes, the money, yes, I would rather have my money go to my family than go to long-term care plans. That's really kind of one of my end goals. And so we sat down with her and we looked at it. She was 60. She was still working. But I said, okay, here's how you can do it. We're going to set up an asset-based plan for you, but I don't want you to pay this over time in a lump sum because you're still working. You got significant cash flow and we can leave your savings growing. You can leave your retirement accounts growing, but we can set up a plan that you're going to pay over time. And so here's what we did for her. We set up a $6,000 a month benefit. So again, same as Julie, right? $6,000 a month. 3% inflation, it's going to give her a minimum benefit of 4 years. So we have that same basic bucket of money, right around $300,000 when we start. But again, the bucket of money grows, the bucket of money, the monthly benefit grows as well too. So very similar to the traditional plan. But here's what's different about this policy. We're going to make 10 guaranteed level payments of $15,872. So 10 annual payments. And then the policy is paid up. This is what we call a limited pay option. So we're saying I'm going to make no more than 10 payments, and then my policy is paid up. It's going to continue to grow at that 3% inflation rider. The policy is just like a traditional plan. It's still there. I still have the coverage. It's just that I don't have to make any more payments after 10 years. But here's the difference. She's going to pay about $158,000 into the policy. So give or take, that's about 27, 28 years of payments that Julie would be making. So you have to do the math on this. Does it make more sense? It depends on your assets. It depends on your cash flow. Now, the difference is Julie didn't really have any tax deductibility, but she's going to, you know, so she's like, well, I can't write off any of the premium anyway. So what she's really looking at is that's not an important factor for me. But what she gets out of this plan, she's going to put $158,000 into the plan. She knows that that's a finite amount. She'll never put any more than that into it. But here's what she's going to get out of that. She's going to get a death benefit between $144,000 and $228,000. The reason why that's a variable death benefit, because as she's paying in for those first 10 years, it's going to be capped at $144,000 until she makes her final payment, which is going to push her up. And then they give her a little bit higher death benefit. And then that death benefit decreases over time. So when she's about 85, it will bottom out at $158,000, which is what she put into the plan. So it's guaranteeing that she's going to get that same amount of money that she put into the plan back one way or the other. But that's not what she did it for. She did it for the long-term care. So if you go out 25 years for her, we're in the same situation. She gets $12,000 a month for basically 4 years. She has $612,000 of long-term care off of a $158,000 investment that's guaranteed to pay her back either way. So traditional or hybrid. It depends what you want. Now, the downside for Leanne is if Leanne pays in for 30 years, she'll put that $158,000 into it. And she dies, nothing will come back.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets to inch that money in over time. And assuming those payments stay level, even though they're not guaranteed, they should stay level because the new pricing model today is based on current interest rates and they're pretty low. So most likely those rates will stay level for her, but that's the trade-off. If Leanne goes on claim early, she's a winner on the long-term care side. If she lives a nice long life and she dies, well, she paid $150,000+ into that plan over 30 years. She doesn't get anything back. That's the difference between Julie. Julie's guaranteed to get some money back either way, but she's going to put more money into that plan up front to get it funded.
Mm-hmm. And they both now have meaningful coverage.
That's exactly right. Regardless of when they go on claim, how they go on claim, they're each going to have that $6,000 a month that's growing every year that's going to pay them a minimum of 4 years of coverage. And so this is just really, it depends on your financial situation. Are you able to move money? Now, quite frankly, Julie could have come in right here instead of paying that those 10 payments of $15,000. She could have just wrote a check. It would have been probably $112,000, $120,000, something like that, just to have a one-and-done payment. But in a lot of situations, I look at it and say, hey, if you're working, you've got that cash flow, let's spread those payments out over 10 years. Because here's the thing. If Julie ends up on claim within those 10 years, something catastrophic happens, she's not going to make all 10 payments. And it's the same thing for Leanne. If Leanne goes on claim from day one, she's going to stop making those payments. She will kick her long-term care coverage into place.
Mm-hmm.
So the point of this client of the week is really to show you that there is still a place for traditional long-term care plans. Asset-based plans work great, too. It depends on your personal situation. And it's just like I say when we're buying a car. You're giving up something to get something else, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give up a little bit more money, but I'm guaranteed to get that money back, and I have meaningful coverage. Versus, I am just going to pay in, but I'm going to pay less in possibly, but I might pay more in possibly, just so I'm kind of flipping the switch on the traditional. But the one thing is, Leanne also has the state partnership qualification, which means that if she runs out of a policy, she can protect assets and still apply for Medicaid. Julie does not have that benefit on hers, but she has more assets, so she's not really worried about that anyway. So just real good stuff, though. But that's a client of the week, and that's what we do. We design these plans, and you can see more examples on our website as well. We're going to head into our next break, and when we come back, we have a question of the week from Monica up in Linwood. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Call now and get our brand new version of Common Sense Investing. It's our complimentary booklet that shows you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, Zach, and I got to tell you, you have to read Zach's brand new version of Common Sense Investing. You'll learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call now, get your free copy, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has two classes. Is coming up Friday, September 20th and Saturday the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Today we had just a, this is a good show. I really just want to stress that what we're really trying to talk about today and really get the point across is that there's still room for traditional-based long-term care plans. And for me, my passion is not whether you have one type of plan or the other. It's that you have meaningful coverage.
Exactly.
And
you're covered.
And that means it's got to fit for you. We don't know what your long-term care event's going to be. That's just what we don't know. But what we do know is that if we have $6,000 a month and we're spending $8,000, well, we got a significant discount on our cost of care.
Mm-hmm.
If we have $8,000 and we're spending $6,000, then we're in the green, right? So we have to design a plan. What I mean by that is that why doesn't everybody just have, $12,000 a month and 5% inflation? It's because we have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that value proposition. How do we balance that out? But there are situations where a traditional plan is going to work and make sense. And there's most of our clients that we lean to, especially older clients, like the asset base because of the guarantees, the guaranteed mm-hmm. return to the estate. And we can also get lifetime benefits on those asset-based plans, which a lot of people just love, meaning they'll never run out of long-term care. But anyway, all this information that we talk about, we have a lot in our classes. You just heard the ads. We have a couple classes coming up. Our next class is Friday, September 20th. That's an asset-based class. So those are this class is designed for those that are going to self-insure, right? They were just thinking about...
They think they have enough.
I've got money. My financial advisor said I shouldn't really worry about it. You know what? Come get a second opinion. Come learn how these programs work. Because I tell you, we would insure everything in our life this way if we could.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just guaranteed to pay us back either way. But yet, we can get a lifetime of coverage of long-term care. So that's going to be Friday. That's a 10 a.m. kickoff. And then the next day, Saturday, the 21st, we have a 9 a.m. regular long-term care planning class. Again, we cover asset-based plans as well as the traditional plans that we were talking about in today's show. And if you missed that, just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com and get the podcast. That's also where you sign up for a class. We just ask you to do it, so we can keep a head count, bottom
mm-hmm.
line.
Because we like to keep them small.
Yeah, and underneath where we sign up, you'll see the Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission tab. Just click on that and send us a question. This week, we got a question from Monica up in Linwood. And this is a question we probably get every single class.
And probably in follow-up, too, when we're, sitting down and meeting with clients.
Yeah, yeah. And so what Monica says is, what happens to my insurance if I move out of the state? Right. So here we are. Right. I'm buying my plan today. Like, your policy is going to have a little WA down in the bottom because mm-hmm. that's your domicile. So it's a Washington based policy. Here's the thing you need to know, Monica. If I buy a long term care insurance policy here, I can take that policy any of the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
It's completely portable.
And it doesn't even matter. Like, there's some states, for instance, there's some of the asset based plans that say New York doesn't sell. The state mm-hmm. of New York, they don't sell them in that particular state. But if I buy it in Washington State, I can move to New York and I can use it. That's the key difference there. So your policy isn't limited geographically where you live, as long as you're in the same 50 states. Now, if I move overseas, there's going to be some limitations. Some carriers will allow us a partial benefit. Some carriers won't allow any. But you can trigger pretty much all of the policies overseas, meaning mm-hmm. I'm in a horrible train wreck or something like that, and I got to go to a nursing home before I can get back, you can still trigger your policy. But as far as buying a policy in Washington, it doesn't matter. If I'm going to move to California, absolutely. Buy it today, you get down to California. And what's unique for us is we're part of the compact state, so that gives us a little over, I think it's 42 states now that are compact states,
mm-hmm.
which means that we all have the same policies. And then we have the outliers like California and New York that are going to be a little bit different. Like, they'll say, you can't have inflation on this part of the policy, where another state says you can. Well, it doesn't matter. If I have that policy that I took out today while I live in Washington, my policy is going to work per the contract that I have regardless of where I live. The states don't have any control over that.
Exactly.
So it's a really good question, because we do see a lot of people that move. Maybe they buy a policy and they're going to
move. And then they retire in Arizona.
Want to move to their grandkids or something like that. And if we look at the traditional plans, one of the things about a traditional plan is a lot of them will qualify for that state partnership protection, which it says, if I run out of my long-term care insurance, I now go to the government. I get help from Medicaid, but I don't have to spend all my assets down. I don't have to impoverish myself anymore. I get to protect assets equal to what my long-term care insurance plan paid out. That's available. That reciprocates with a lot of states. So if I take one out today here in Washington and I move to Arizona, it's still going to work under Arizona rule too. So really, they're pretty portable in almost all situations. Your benefits are going to remain the same. And so that's a great question. And I think that a lot of people, you know, they do worry about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why it's, you know, a common question in all our classes.
Yeah. So if you have a question for us, I want you to just jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com, type it in, send it over to us. We'll pick through it. We're going to get back to everybody regardless of whether we read your question on the air or not. But if it's a one that ties into our show or something like that, we'd love to read it on the air.
Definitely.
Now, I think before we leave, you found a very interesting article this week, and I want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, because it relates to something we deal with every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we run into a lot of people, you know, what we talk about in a lot of our shows in trying to explain what the difference between a traditional and an asset-based is, because a lot of advisors out there are very uneducated. You know, people think, gosh, you know, my attorney knows everything. My financial advisor knows everything. I'm going to go to them and I'm going to find out who I should go to get my taxes done and all of this. Well, when it comes to long-term care, it's somewhat frustrating because you want to trust your financial advisor or your other advisor, and some of them do know about long-term care, but a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't even have the time to spend like we do. We are specialists in long-term care specifically because it's a complex subject.
Yeah, and so somebody may, like your point is, you know, maybe the financial advisor, the attorney knows about long-term care insurance, they know the basics, but I'll tell you what, we could put a quiz together with 10 questions and 99% of them would fail it.
Exactly.
Because that's not what they do. Now, I'm not saying that facetiously, I could do the same thing, right? I understand what a will and a trust is and estate planning, I understand all that, but they could put that same quiz together and I'd probably fail that because that's not what I do. But I think what was point about this is the article is just why people don't, I mean, financial advisors, especially in attorneys and CPAs, aren't talking to their clients about long-term care.
Yeah, yeah. This was when asked why people have not discussed healthcare planning with the financial advisors, future retirees said, some of them said it's a personal issue, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. Financial advisors don't know enough about the topic.
Mm-hmm.
They prefer their financial advisors not to know about their health issues.
Yeah,
which is a big one. I mean, that's why we do our pre-screen. It's confidential.
Right.
So we can take that out of it. Healthcare costs aren't a problem. That's kind of a bad point there.
Yeah, and I think the reality of this is what we're trying to bring awareness to this is why we do the classes. This is why we have the show. People aren't necessarily comfortable talking about long-term care. And the funny thing is when we started, you know, years ago, we were going around meeting with attorneys, meeting with CPAs, and I talked to them about talking about these new programs, the options out there, and I'd get a lot like, that's great, But that was it, right? And they would say, we talk, like attorney, I had one attorney say, we talk to all our clients about long-term care. I'm like, okay, so all it was on an intake form, do you have long-term care insurance? And if they check the box no, they would just simply say something like, you might want to look into that. And that was the extent of it. Well, you're back to square one, right? My attorney doesn't really think it's important.
Well, and it boils down to the fact that they don't have a plan themselves
because
they don't maybe believe that they're going to need it.
Yeah.
So, and this is something I was just thinking about this the other day. Every time I sit and hear you meet with a client or you're running numbers for a client, you are going through and you're making sure that it makes sense to you first before you can even present it to a client, because you're only going to present something to them if it makes sense that you would do it if you were in their position.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's like, what's the value proposition, right? What are we really getting for this plan, and what's at risk? And that's one of the big things I think that we see it, right? We get clients that come in all the time and they've watched their families just been devastated by a long-term care event. Now, if I'm sitting there with the attorney and I've got a client and that client has no experience with long-term care and I don't have any experience with long-term care, it's not that important to me. It just really isn't. And so
it's,
we're just going to let it go.
Conversation.
And one of the guys that Harley Gordon, that started the certified long-term care training program, he was an attorney, and he just said, look, people are, the attorneys, the advisors, the fiduciaries are at risk out there for not talking about long-term care to their clients, because it's not that their clients are going to sue them, it's their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they find out, like he had a client that the kid was an attorney, and he called up and said, you have 30 seconds to show me that you talked to long-term care planning about my, you know, to my parents. And luckily that advisor had. So again, it's very interesting. We understand why people don't talk about it. Come to our class, come to one of our classes that we do every month, or go to our website, listen to the radio show, educate yourself on the real issues of long-term care. So we are wrapping up again. Both of our classes coming up in September are on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another new show.